CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 721. And coming up next, we're going to get people qualified. The last chance to win tickets, actually, for Solo, the new Han Solo, the Star Wars story, the advanced screening. We'll do that in a minute. But first, we need to go back to talking about X-Lax, 248-398-9279. There was a story out of Celine. The lady spiked. It was a coworker. It was like a temp that she was trying to get at, right?
Yeah, it was a going away party for a temporary worker, and they were having like a big potluck. So she makes brownies and puts X-Lax in them.
Right. And then they stopped them before they ate them. She was actually confronted by the authorities and eventually admitted that she was doing it. She thought it was just a joke. She was fired, of course. They didn't do charges against her or anything. But during the course of the conversation yesterday, I learned that Aaron and I have something in common.
We've both eaten X-Lax thinking it was chocolate.
When we were kids. Because it did look like chocolate. When you open it up, I thought my grandma was a horrible person because she lied to me about hiding chocolate. And you just...
ate it because it looked like chocolate.
We can't be the only ones. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. John, good morning, buddy.
Morning. How you guys doing today?
We're good, man. So, X-Lax?
Oh, yeah. I got a story for you. A couple years ago, my buddy Bill Patrick knocked me over in a porta potty after a night of drinking. So I waited a whole year till his birthday in April. And had my 7-year-old daughter make her Uncle Bill a cupcake. I put 9 bars of X-Lax in one cupcake. We even cut them up to look like chocolate chips.
Oh.
And I even got pictures of him eating it. And it was a beautiful thing. He was running down the road at the campground, clenching his butt cheeks together with his hands when they hit him. His wife said it sounded like World War III in the bathroom.
All right, John, that is the greatest call of the week. That is the greatest call of the week, man.
If you've ever been knocked over in a porta potty, it's not pleasant.
Oh, no, man. All right, John, you're awesome, brother. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for listening, too.
All right, you guys have a great day. Keep up the work.
That's my favorite call of the week. Hey, John, I want to send this out to you and your friend. It's the Stones and Brown Sugar on CSX.